BBC Radio Australia.
Their home country may be free of the virus, but the flying Fijians have been hit hard by COVID-19 on what should have been a high-profile rugby tour of Europe. At the last count, 29 players and staff in Fiji's training bubble in France have tested positive for coronavirus, and the next scheduled match against Italy in the Autumn Nations Cup has already been called off. Back in the islands, rugby fans are urging the Fiji Rugby Union to abandon the tour for the sake of the players' health, but as Richard Hewitt reports, there are also big financial contracts at stake.
It should have been the perfect launch pad for the Flying Fijians' new coach, Vern Cotter. Three matches against three Tier 1 nations, France, Italy and Scotland. But a trio of positive COVID-19 tests in Fiji's training bubble was enough to lead to the French game being forfeited. So with the number of active cases now one short of 30, it was inevitable that this weekend's scheduled match against Italy would also be scrapped. Former Fiji Rugby Union board member and the editor of Te Vovo Rugby magazine, Kuldan Kamea, says it's another bitter blow.
It's very, very sad, very unfortunate. We can understand the guys are very excited to go there and to participate. First time ever being invited into this Six Nations competition, an opportunity to play with the Tier 1 nations, and it's very unfortunate that it's blown up on them in this way.
Speaking to the media in Suva, the chairman of the Fiji Rugby Union, Conway Begg, was doing his best to remain upbeat.
It's tough to be on the team, two matches on the trot. We're looking forward to taking something positive out of this, you know, working around the fringes, hoping that something comes out of this. But, you know, it was an opportunity to take part. We knew the circumstances. We had to mitigate, and we've done the best we can.
But even while the chairman was talking during a Facebook Live broadcast, comment after comment was calling for the tour to be abandoned. Break camp. The welfare of the players is paramount. There'll be plenty of game time in years to come. You should have thought about their welfare before sending them off. France is in lockdown, and yet you still sent them. Japan foresaw this problem, hence they pulled out from the tournament because their priorities were right. You have a sick team, and your priority is to pull the plug, swallow your pride, and get the boys out of there as soon as possible. Kuldan Kamea says the issues are not straightforward, but he can sympathise with the fans' points of view.
Yeah, that's understandable, but I think the organisers of the tournament have got a commitment. I understand it's a £20 million deal with Amazon to broadcast this tournament. So there's all those commercial obligations to work through. If they can play against Scotland in their last pool game, that'll be worth something. But I think at the moment, with 29 players down, it's high risk.
And Kuldan Kamea is also concerned about what the local contingent of players will face on their return to Fiji.
I'm sure Fiji Rugby Union and the organisers will take the best medical advice from the French and from World Rugby. And I'm sure player welfare will be right at the top of their list of priorities. And we just wish the guys come back to Fiji safely. We're COVID-free in Fiji. And now these guys are exposed to it there. So they'll have to go through the protocols to come back into the country. And we've managed it very well so far, but if the 7 or 8 blokes who went up from here come back and they've had it well, it just could be an issue for our country as well.
The FIU's chief executive, John O'Connor, was due to be involved in talks with World Rugby overnight, and he says there are standby players available to replace some of those who are sick, but they won't be called into camp just yet.
We've had the standby players ready to come in, but because of the uncertainty, because when somebody is in the bubble and one gets it, and the likelihood it is spread, because we've been training and all this contacting. So that's why I'm reluctant.
Another round of coronavirus tests will be conducted in the Fiji camp on Friday, but at this stage, the prospect of the team seeing any action in the Autumn Nations Cup is looking bleak. However, Kuldan Kamea says accepting the invitation to compete in the midst of a pandemic was still a chance worth taking.
We knew there was high risk going into France for this tournament, absolutely new given the situation with COVID, and it's just unfortunate that it's hit the team like this in a very big way. Totally devastating.